I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. When an E3 Partners team held a training session in India, a local man demanded to know why the Westerners were there. Abhi, one of the trainees, decided to engage with the stranger. When they finished talking, the man gave a loud shout and threw his hands in the air. E3's Jeff Johnston shares.
They didn't know what he had said. Then Abhi turned to the rest of the group and he said, I shared the story of the gospel with him. And when I finished, he said, I have no other choice but to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So then the man went back across the street to his own place and brought his son and asked them to share the same story. And so they did, and they shared the story of the gospel with his son as well. And both of them professed their faith in Jesus that day.
Praise God, and for the full story, you can head to missionnews.org. And Hollywood stuntman Stan Barrett recently traveled with Slavic Gospel Association's president Michael Johnson to Ukraine. Johnson explains.
We spent time in the Chernobyl area and did some filming and ministered to the people there. Ministry that takes place both outside of the exclusion zone as well as inside the exclusion zone, which means that the exclusion zone is those villages that people are not allowed to travel because of the radiation.
The men also traveled close enough to the war in Eastern Ukraine that they could hear the fighting. They hope the film will raise awareness about what's happening in Ukraine and the physical and spiritual needs there. The men also took time for ministry, shared the gospel, and connected with SGA supporting churches. For more details, head to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.